This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how our words can be put to the test through action. I had this thought as I was reading in the book of Ezra, and I was just so struck by how clear this is a part of his testimony. So Ezra was collecting treasures for the temple of God, and he arranged a caravan of several hundred Levites and priests to help him safely deliver these treasures. Now, even though he had a pretty sizable caravan, he was still concerned about being attacked by enemies since their journey was a four-month-long journey. And not only attacked, but that these treasures for the temple would ultimately be stolen. So the king at the time was a pagan king, and Ezra had already testified before this king that our God protects all those who worship him. But now there are some in the caravan who are getting a little concerned. And they're concerned because their families and children are all traveling with them. And so we see now that Ezra's words about what God did for those who worshiped him were being put to a test. So Ezra faced a choice. He could either panic and turn to the king and say something to the effect of, "Yes, I do need more horsemen and soldiers to travel with us," or he could turn to God and say, "Father, please continue to protect us." And that's exactly what he did. He turned to God. He ordered the entire caravan to pray and fast, and they made it to their destination 4 months later. And so the words that I use to inspire me are, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only," James 1:22. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let your actions back up your talk.